Jim Jordan for House Speaker. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
I do think we have to have someone who can bring our team together.
The Republican congressman just told Fox as Speaker he would
go do the things we told the American people we would do for them.
And Jordan says he supports legislation to end government shutdown drama for good.
That bill says if we get to the end of the fiscal year, we haven't done the appropriations bills, the government stays funded, but we stay here round the clock until we do our job.
Now, House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is also a candidate for Speaker for the House to consider next week. They're in recess till then. And GOP Congressman Bob Good, one of the eight Republicans who joined Democrats voting Kevin McCarthy out, tells Fox they will not support changing the rule that allows just one member to call for a vote to oust the Speaker.
We'll elect a strong, secure leader who knows they serve at the pleasure of their members, and they'll keep that in place. It was in place for 200 years till Nancy Pelosi changed it. That's an important part of our rules package.
President Biden's doing a 180 at the border, restarting wall construction he stopped when he took office.
The Biden administration waiving 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow construction on 17 miles of border wall in the Rio Grande Valley. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says, quote, there is presently an acute and immediate need to construct physical barriers and roads in the vicinity of the border.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz, they'll build it in Starr County, Texas, where nearly a quarter million migrants crossed in the just ended fiscal year, which set a new record for illegal entry into the U.S. Today, the head of Homeland Security, the Secretary of State, and the Attorney General are in Mexico for talks on slowing migration. For a second day, about 75,000 healthcare workers will picket in a three-day strike against Kaiser Permanente.
I've worked through COVID until today, and things haven't gotten any better.
He's in Virginia. The strike also affects hospitals and facilities in California, Colorado, Oregon, Maryland, and Washington State and D.C. America's listening to Fox News.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
President Biden will gather with his national security team today, focused on Ukraine, as he urges Congress to approve more military aid, while European leaders gather in Spain, where Ukraine's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, says if they don't help stop Russia's invasion in Ukraine,
it will have enough threats to attack the countries in focus of Russian expansion. And in addition to Ukraine, these are definitely the Baltic states and definitely other countries where Russian contingents are present.
There's also concern in Europe about global warming.
Last month was one for the history books, the hottest September since records began, 1.7 degrees higher than average across the globe. The European Union's Climate Service released the data at the end of a summer where much of Europe baked and wildfires ravaged a number of countries. Extreme heat has continued into October with record monthly highs in Spain. Scientists say the release of warming gases like carbon dioxide is one reason, but the El Niño weather effect has also driven up the heat. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
A shooting in Holyoke, Massachusetts, injured a pregnant woman. Doctors delivered her baby, but the child died. There are suspects in custody. Three police officers are stable in Philadelphia the morning after responding to a boy's call that his father had shot his uncle.
When officers arrive, he begins to immediately fire upon our officers, striking two officers and one sergeant.
Acting Philadelphia Police Commissioner John Stanford says they fired back, killing the boy's father. That uncle's in critical condition. A Cleveland County, Oklahoma sheriff's deputy was shot and wounded at a traffic stop. A bystander killed by a stray bullet. The gunman drove off, still on the run. We just got an update on unemployment showing a slight increase in first-time claims last week, up to 207,000. Tomorrow, we'll get the monthly hiring numbers and the new unemployment rate. On Wall Street, stock futures down before the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. No one hurt after a fire broke out inside Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois-Champaign. It happened when a groundskeeping equipment caught fire inside. The fire put out within about 30 minutes. The Illini set to host Nebraska at Memorial Stadium tomorrow night. Illinois State Police trying to identify a car possibly involved in the deadly crash last week in Effingham County involving a semi carrying ammonia. They say the multi-vehicle crash happened Friday night on Highway 40 near Teutopolis. The semi spilled 4,000 gallons of ammonia, resulting in the deaths of five. Champaign Fire says one firefighter hurt Tuesday night when a fire broke out at Memorial Stadium. It started in a maintenance area located under the horseshoe seating area of the stadium. Workers at the stadium says they heard a loud boom and then saw black smoke in the area of the horseshoe as they escaped. Halloween trick-or-treating hours set for Champaign-Urbana and Champaign County. The hours take place 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Be safe. Enjoy. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Hey, good morning. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. We got the smoke show coming up. That's where our friend Tim Onstad helps you with your grilling and smoking and all these things. He's a Pitmaster champ.
Yeah.
So it's exciting.
Talk about the brisket and the ribs. We know from tasting it a few times.
Greg Solier knows it,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
You had that stuff, man.
He's a barbecueologist.
I love that.
Barbecueologist, the new coin we're going to have to use here.
There you go.
It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier. Raining quite hard in downtown Philo.
It is.
The weather has changed, as you have predicted. So what's next here, friend?
Well, several more of these little kind of light to moderate steady showers that come on by. They'll kind of ebb and flow and trickle down to a few drops and then pick on up. Nothing heavy, nothing severe, nothing out of control. Back edge is still a ways to go and everything is kind of tracking more southwest to northeast. And so while the break is kind of at the Illinois, we're actually watching out south and west of St. Louis to get a little more of a discernible easing here later on this morning. And it'll be a little more kind of a hit and miss way to label the rainfall for this afternoon. About a quarter to less than a third of an inch across the area. We can deal with that. Should be able to get in the fields a couple of days after that. And for football, though, yeah, we've been spoiled with kind of a baseball-like weather pattern, summer-like. It's going to be a little more late to October-ish around here. Afternoon readings will be probably in the lower 60s tomorrow, then fall back in the mid to upper 50s, somewhere about 57, 58 at kickoff time. And it'll be a healthy breeze kind of funneling its way out of the west-northwest across Memorial Stadium, so the warmer wardrobe will be mandatory in that west-northwest wind at around 15 miles per hour. And other than a sprinkle tomorrow afternoon, we're in good shape until late next week, as well as the shower activity of this morning. 65 at Willard and Savoy. I don't think we're going to really climb much, maybe to 67, 68 for the day today, so a markedly cooler day. And frequent shower activity this morning, a rumble of thunder, a little more intermittent basis to the rainfall chances later on this afternoon and early on tonight. And we'll see skies break later on tonight. And with that, a low down to 51, partly sunny and afternoon sprinkle tomorrow before the game up to 63. Just 58 Saturday, 59 Sunday, low to mid-60s Monday to Wednesday next week. We'll try to get close to 70, maybe introduce a little more light rain in parts of the area for late next week as well. For Stephen D. Broadcast, again, meteorologist Greg Solier.
Greg, I'm going to tell you the joke I heard this morning.
Yep.
Kind of hurts, but tornadoes are around the Chicagoland area. People are told to shelter at Soldier Field because there's no chance at a touchdown there.
Wrong. Remember.
No, this is the Gifford get it. Outbreak. No, get the touchdown. Bears can't score. Go to Soldier.
Oh.
That's the,
oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not a funny joke. If you have when to explain it, yeah, it's funny that man. Greg goes right into
no,
his
I know,
meteorological.
No, because that's what you get with a white lab coat that he puts on every
right.
morning with his goggles.
And the pocket protector.
He's a scientist.
Yeah, you get a weather station at, you know, age 12, 13, 4, whatever it was back 100 years ago.
That's good, but I thought that was almost cruel for the poor Bears.
Right.
Can't score touchdowns.
In action tonight against the Commanders.
Yeah. But yes, in fact, tornadoes could actually hit Soldier Field, but it was a touchdown thing. Anyway, thank you, Mr. Greg. My weather.
Never mind.
You got to come back for the barbecue.
See you around.
You got to come back for the barbecueologist. Just let me know.
There you go.
Barbecueologist. He's got to get that labeled on his truck or his pit or something like that.
The doctor.
Barbecueologist.
Way better.
Like
than
those weenies from Ohio State always, running raggedy about themselves.
Ohio State University. You're the man. Thank you, partner. We appreciate
See
it.
See you.
8:10 ESPN 93.5. I guess it really fell flat with him. I thought it was funny.
I did, too.
And you got it.
I did.
But he went right to the meteorological thing and did that.
Well, you emphasized touchdown. Maybe you worked it. You know,
I didn't tell it right.
Maybe you...
Hey, listen, stand-up's not easy. It is not easy, friends. Okay, so it's Thursday, so by tomorrow I'll have us winning the national championship with two losses. So,
I'm feeling better about Nebraska.
I mean, we always feel better
right
after
right now we're only 3 points predicted to win.
Three and a half. I think that's kind of where it was all week. I'm told it wasn't ever seven, so I don't know what that you thought it was.
Oh.
I don't think it was. I think it was more in that three or four. That's what Kyle thought. Anyway, the bottom line is we're slight favorites because we're at home, but prepare for jackets. I think 50s, right? Windy.
Right.
And the worst thing, maybe one of the worst things, well, the worst thing is to be at Wrigley Field off the lake when you don't have enough clothes. That's just awful because you're freezing. And then you find newspapers and you cover yourself in newspaper. I mean, it's that bad. I mean, then you want to buy a $900 sweatshirt. I mean, it's
I know.
Wrigley Field off the lake, but you don't want to go to a game and not be, because you can always overdress and take them
off. That's right.
But you can't put them on.
You can wear your sweatshirt around your hips while you're tailgating 4-7.
People are going to go to the ball game where they're tank top and shorts because they're going to be drinking. And they're not going to be cold, but it's going to be chilly enough to wear stuff.
That's right.
Just FYI. And again, it's...
Thank you, Dad. Okay.
Hey! Just quiet down back there.
That's right.
Don't make me pull over this car. So it's all going to happen tomorrow. You're going to have some free time. I'm sure you prepared for this because it's tomorrow. And if you want to tailgate and you want to start early, you got to go noon or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Whatever you do for your tailgates, it's definitely awkward for the tailgating because A, windy. B, it's Friday, right? It's just you got to really, and people that do this are already ready. They don't need me to tell them to get ready.
Exactly.
But it's fun. It's just so, the atmosphere walking around. I mean, obviously our peak walking around was Toledo. Because there's all this anticipation of this year. And, folks, we got a lot of football left. If you were to win tomorrow night, and I think we truly can, that'll make you feel
then
a lot better.
Then we'll be 3-3.
3-3.
Yeah.
And three away.
Halfway there.
With games with Indiana, Northwestern, Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the bowl thing isn't out. Now, if you lose tomorrow, nobody's going to think you're going anywhere.
Yeah.
It's a big one. It
yeah,
really
we'll
is.
We'll
big...
really start talking basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. You know when basketball's the main topic at the football tailgate that we've turned a corner.
Yeah, we don't want
a season like that as an Illini fan.
I want to quit. I want to keep talking about football.
Yes,
we just are not done yet. But tomorrow is important to keep the fans really engaged. I think they'll be engaged. We'll go to Maryland. That'll be a real challenge at Maryland, and then you come home Wisconsin homecoming. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
On the 21st. Now, that's either 11 or 2:30 kickoff time on that.
It's going to depend on us.
And then on Friday, we'll have our Pia show on the 20th. So that's essentially 3 to 5. And the homecoming parade is at 5:30.
Yeah.
So I'm, getting all my game face on for homecoming. And of course, homecoming week will start on Sunday the 15th. And we've got Josh Whitman, who was honored by the Boy Scouts as the Distinguished Citizen this week. I just love Josh Whitman, our athletic director. Isn't he amazing?
He's a good runner, too.
Yeah.
He's all over town
and
running.
You know, he'll be doing the 5K ahead of homecoming to start things off in the Helene Gateway area and then the dying of the fountain.
Yeah.
And we've also got the pancakes that are served. It is a blast.
It's a couple of weeks
Sunday.
Away. On
I know. That's why I'm starting to star the date and get my game face on to be out there, the Marching Illini and all that.
You know, he runs at 5K every home game. I think.
Yeah,
so,
he does.
So would Josh run at my pace? If we run at my pace, we're going to have to start earlier because he'll miss the game. It's 8:14. Let's check sports headlines.
Are you sure about that, Stevie, with your CrossFit?
No, I could be okay. I mean, I can't go his pace because I don't run that far.
Sure.
But I can do okay in a 400 meter. I can probably do 2.5 minutes on a 400
meter. Essentially, if you're interested in any of that, it's fightingillini.com for all the
there
details.
You go. Yeah.
And from 4 to 7 at Grange Grove is when they do the Illini walk. And that Marching Illini, and they're, of course, embedded in various aspects of Friday's game against Nebraska, but they also have their concert on Sunday at 3 on the 8th. So keep that in mind, too. That's only $10. Love taking the kids to that back in the day. really got Aiden interested in playing that bass drum when he was in Unity.
Yeah, I bet.
Marching band.
He was good at it.
You know, some of the other games we're watching for Saturday will be Maryland at number 4, Ohio State. Right now, they've got the Buckeyes 20-point favorites. And that's against Maryland. Maryland's pretty good.
Maryland's pretty good, but Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State are a little different. Maryland's right. Trying to fit into the club.
Uh-huh.
We'll see if they can.
Number 2, Michigan will be at Minnesota with 2:30 kickoff time on Saturday. You got Rutgers at Wisconsin and Purdue at Iowa. And Iowa's without their QB, right? Because wasn't there an injury?
Yeah, he's out. He's ACL for the year, so.
Shoot. So, but not for us. I mean, we've got Iowa late, don't we?
We got Iowa up there.
Yeah.
So we'll play him up there, and that'll be, we'll be against the second team guy. So.
We already mentioned the Bears in Washington against the Commanders at 7:15 tonight. Always great to watch from Pia, 1609 West Springfield Avenue, because on the Bears game, they run a lot of specials and oftentimes give out a bunch of prizes. A friend of mine won that Justin Fields jersey, and she was ecstatic. We have Purdue beating Illinois in volleyball. Next up will be the Stuff Hup event against Wisconsin. Number 11 wins in a row from Mar Parkland Cobras volleyball team beating Illinois Central College yesterday. And when it comes to wild card playoffs, the teams all swept. We didn't have to go to 3 games on any of these. So we'll have Texas Rangers, the Phillies, Minnesota Twins, and Arizona Diamondbacks moving on into their postseason.
All right, just got a survey back from Interstate Batteries. They're a Stever. That means they go and people go get a free battery for their vehicle, and then they do their survey. Please rate your overall experience with Interstate All Battery Center, North Madison, Champaign, as you're driving toward the high school, St. Thomas More. What do you think? Excellent. Please explain. I went in for a new battery for my Jeep, was waited on quickly. An employee looked up the size I needed. Within 5 minutes, I was out the door with my new battery.
Wow.
In my experience, they are worth it. Love the service at this store. Excellent, excellent. Carry the products I need. Excellent. Competitively priced. Excellent. And that's just what we get from Interstate. So if you have any battery needs, I don't know. Unless you want to go and sit, get a ride back and all that.
And obviously, Mark and the team love hearing that. That's one of the advantages to being one of our Stever partners is you get this kind of feedback.
Yeah,
and then you can tell your team how good they're doing.
No, they do that. They say, hey, Mike did a great job, and Mark would go tell Mike he did a great job, and that's really nice.
That's the same with Phil and his team with Bulldog Disposal today.
Yeah, we got a doggy bag. I'm paying for it all, $215. I'll pay for one pickup for your canvas doggy bag that will get rid of junk that you've been trying to sort and get rid of. Just text in doggy bag 217-359-2255. By the way, most of the people that go to Interstate say I buy them at Walmart, you know, the big box store. And the thing you got to do if you buy a battery at big box store is ask for the date on the battery because sometimes it's dusty back there.
Yeah.
And you don't want a 4-year-old battery that's been sitting because batteries can drain just sitting.
Well, and at my mom's networking group, they love the Interstate battery, testing the battery to make sure you even need a
battery.
They'll
do that for free.
Because sometimes you don't even need it.
Well, there you go.
And they'll tell you, and they're honest. And Interstate Battery, by the way, located over by the high school of St. Thomas More.
Off Madison, way out there. But worth the drive.
Exactly.
We'll be right back. Again, doggy bag, if you want one of these cool things from Phil at Bulldog Disposal, today's featured Stever.
359-2255. Text in the word Bulldog to try to win.
All right. With concern about markets? I don't know. We'll get the update coming up next.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Penn Ave is steady, and a change in weather is underway with a cold front knocking on the door. Matter of fact, a secondary one to come sweeping in out of the north and west, and will turn winds in from the west-northwest and deliver a decidedly chillier weather pattern, more typical of early November around these parts as we head on into the weekend, early next week, and then gradual day-to-day moderation in temperatures, maybe a little rain showing up here late next week as well. Speaking of which, a couple of more shower outbreaks for the day today. A rumble of thunder this morning in spots at a high to about 68. Southwest wind will be gusty at times. Lingering shower early on tonight, then partial clearing late, and cooler west wind down to 51. Tomorrow becoming partly sunny. Cooler days worth of weather with a couple of afternoon sprinkles and a high to about 63 degrees. We'll bottom out into the low 40s tomorrow night, and a windy, much cooler, partly sunny Saturday, 58, up near 60 with sunshine for the day on Sunday. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
I'm Neil Cavuto, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was little change in the job market reported last week. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits rose, but just by 2,000 to 207,000. The number of people remaining on benefits in the latest reading declined to 1.66 million. That's down 1,000. The monthly employment report is released tomorrow. Also, the trade deficit declined 9.9% in August to $58.3 billion. ConAgra shares are lower. The maker of Healthy Choice, Slim Jim, and other food brands says shoppers are buying less. Its prices are up more than 6%. Shoppers were spending more at Costco last month. Sales increased 4.5%, though Costco says higher gas prices mean its customers were paying more to fill up. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing. Your home's best friend.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Football fans, plan to party at Pia's before, after, and during games as you get on the watch parties with great prizes and giveaways during the fourth quarter on special game days. Get 5 bottles in the Coors Light bucket for $16.75 or enjoy the $8.95 pitcher special on Illini game days. It's $5 for Blue Moon drafts and Jack Daniels drinks. Murder your thirst with Liquid Death water and CBD products. Pia's is the place to party, 1609 West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
ESPN 93.5, Jim Whitfield, Professor Emeritus in Entomology. You like May Barenbaum? Are you that good, Jim?
Well, I'm right across the hall from her, so maybe I don't have to be.
Just ask May, right?
No, exactly.
Yes.
Listen, there are all kinds of, I'm seeing more moths. I'm seeing what look like massive mosquitoes flying around. I think they eat mosquitoes. I've seen the unusual things. Little black bugs are kind of
And
kind of
those bite. What are those?
What
and is it
that?
Like during harvest, Jim?
Yes, those are most of the things that do that this time of year are what are called minute pirate bugs. And they're very tiny little predators that actually in crops most of the time are pretty beneficial in that they eat eggs and small soft larvae of other insects. Hmm. They pierce them. They have a beak and they pierce them and suck the juice out of them. And so that's kind of what they're doing on your skin when they get on you in the fall. And I have no idea what's going through their head, whether they're just trying something out or, you know, what, but they do bite. They're not dangerous. as far as I know, people don't really have allergies to them, but they are annoying.
Well, I mean, I think in your world, Jim, I would be freaked out if I put things under a microscope. You just said a little black bug had a beak. I don't want to see the beak.
I don't want to see a beak. Did an online search of this minute pirate bug, and that is not nice.
Minute pirate bug, and it hurts, and they're itty-bitty little itty-bitties.
And see, when you do smash them, they just totally disintegrate right away if they happen to hop on you, because you know they're going to bite you. But it's wild the way they just, you know.
Oh, are we seeing more moths? And what am I seeing when I see a massive mosquito 10 times the size of a mosquito? I don't know what that is.
No, those are crane flies. And no, they don't eat mosquitoes, but they tend to come from kind of moist soil and, you know, rotting vegetation and things like that. So you start to see more of them at certain times of year. There's a lot of different kinds of them. So you'll see those a lot. And now that it's got warm nights, you see them around at night a lot and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
They're also mostly harmless things, but unfortunately they don't eat mosquitoes.
Okay, I think certainly not bats feast on mosquitoes, right?
Right, and a bunch.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Well, when they can, you know, the really tiny mosquitoes, I think, are probably eaten more by dragonflies and things like that.
All right, we need a dragonfly farm. Okay, so it's Jim Wentfield, who's Professor Emeritus in Entomology. Are we seeing more moths, though? I think I do see more moths.
Oh, yeah, definitely. There's one in particular, the green clover worm moth, that comes out this time of year. And the caterpillars of those things feed on all kinds of plants, soybeans, clover, wild indigo out on the prairies, and black locusts, a lot of things that we have a lot of around here. And they have multiple generations a year, but this one's kind of the big one. So they all kind of pop out at this time of year and start dispersing to lay eggs and so on. And they're not a huge pest, but they're common enough that, you know, at this time of year, they just, it's funny. I was running over at Meadowbrook Park last week and I passed somebody and they were talking about these moths. You know, what are those black moths that are flying around my house right now and so on? And I knew exactly what they were talking about because there's like five times as many as usual of those around my house, too.
Jim, what happens in that moment? Do you stop your run and then do a little education piece for 3 minutes?
A little seminar.
They are asking about this green clover worm moth. I mean, do you educate them?
Well, yeah, I stopped and said something for a minute, but, you know, we were in the middle of a conversation.
You're running a 6-minute mile. You can't stop very long, Jim. I mean,
yeah. Well, you know, I just retired. I'm not running 6-minute miles anymore. But
what did you used to? Are you like one of those guys? I mean, did you run marathons and stuff?
Not marathons, but I used to run pretty fast.
I bet
when
you.
I was young, I'm 67 now, so I don't do that anymore.
What are you doing for the next 40 years, Jim? Come on, man, you're just starting.
There you go.
May's going to keep calling you. May Barenbaum is an incredibly unique individual that is so stinking smart. It's ridiculous. I mean, when it comes to bugs,
she says she gets pictures and spiders and stuff like that all the time.
Yeah, she loves that stuff.
For people to identify.
I've read there's more bugs in one square country mile than there are humans on Earth. Is that true?
I don't know. I would imagine it would depend on the country mile.
Yeah.
Maybe parking lot, not.
No, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, you get yourself, there's a lot of buggies out there and plenty of bugs we still haven't identified, correct? Isn't there just the zillions of things?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that's sort of where I come in. I do a lot of descriptions of new species in the tropics and things like that. So.
Well, then you need to go to Grand Cayman and go to work. That's what you need to do. May will pay for it. Just get an expense credit card. You got this, Jim.
I think they've gotten off the hook for me, though. I just retired at the end of 2021.
Oh, man.
So.
Well, yeah, so. My final question is about the woolly worms that cross the street. I always try to dodge those. You know, what's happening with that when they're crossing the country roads, the woolly worms?
Yeah, they're just walking along and looking for a place to spin their cocoon for the winter. And, you know, they're just often they'll disperse a little way away from where they were feeding to do that, just to find a sheltered spot or something.
But they need to talk to the possum, Jim. We don't cross the road, right, man. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Gosh. Jim Whitfield, we appreciate you, my friend, Professor Emeritus Entomology. But you're always going to be talking bugs because you're so darn good at
that's
this
right.
thing. So appreciate your time.
All right.
Thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Learning about the crane flies and the minute pirate bugs and the green clover worm moth this morning. That was awesome.
We need to get May on sometime, see how I can name a bug.
Yeah, she's at Cornell with a conference this week. So.
Minute pirate bug. Who named that?
I know.
It's offensive to the pirates. 8:30 ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Chris Foster. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy lost his job under a rule he approved that just one member could call for a vote for removal. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan's running for speaker now and tells Fox,
if the conference wants that rule changed, if I'm speaker, I'm not going to go to Democrats to get that done. No way. We will have to decide as 222 Republicans, are we going to change that?
Louisiana Republican Steve Scalise has also publicly declared that he's a candidate for speaker. New York City Mayor Eric Adams is on a four-day trip to Mexico, Ecuador, and Colombia, telling migrants, don't come. You're being lied to about how easy it'll be.
I say to those who are pursuing the American dream, it should not turn into a nightmare.
Mayor Adams in Mexico City. The Biden administration, meantime, is waiving 26 federal laws to speed up border wall construction in South Texas, 17 miles in Starr County, after a record-breaking month and year of migrant encounters at the border. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois State Police trying to identify a vehicle possibly involved in the deadly crash last week in Effingham County involving a semi carrying ammonia. Police say the multi-vehicle crash happened Friday night on Highway 40 near the town of Teutopolis. The semi spilled 4,000 gallons of ammonia, killing five. An election for the new Speaker of the House set to be held next Wednesday after Kevin McCarthy ousted from the role. All three GOP House members from Illinois opposed his removal. They included Mary Miller, Darren LaHood, and Mike Boss. McCarthy says he'll not run again. Governor waiting on the federal government's response to the migrant crisis in Chicago. Governor said the White House going over a list of requests made in a letter he sent this week. He recommended the Biden administration appoint a single person to lead the migrant relief effort and asked for the president to use his executive power to waive fees for work authorization. And that's a look at what's happening. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Welcome to Sarah Champaign, home of their award-winning Honda dealership, a double recipient of the prestigious Honda President's Award. With a legacy of excellence, they offer you the finest selection of Honda vehicles backed by unparalleled customer service. As a two-time winner, they're committed to exceeding your expectations. Visit them today at Route 45 at Burwalk or Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champaign.com. Sarah Champaign, home of Honda, BMW, Subaru, Buick, and GMC. That's sarahchampaign.com.
Well, we'll get everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois, Champaign, and Ben Anvis. Saturday, that change in weather is underway with a pair of strong cold fronts to sweep on by. One currently underway, a secondary system due in over the course of the weekend, and it'll bring temperatures down to late October, early November-like levels. Occasional showers for the day-to-day, a rumble of thunder around this morning, 68 the forecast high. With a southwest wind, it'll be gusty at times. Lingering shower threat this evening, then partial clearing late, then cooler down to 51 with a west wind. For the day tomorrow, becoming partly sunny, a couple of afternoon sprinkles, but should be dry for the football game. 63 in the afternoon, 50s for much of the game on a west-northwesterly wind. Cooler tomorrow night with overnight lows down to 42. For the day on Saturday, windy, much cooler, partly sunny in 58, up near 60 on Sunday. Low to mid-60s Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Looks like we'll introduce a milder air mass and perhaps some rainfall for the end portion of next week with high temperatures closing in on 70 degrees. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local, hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
Capture every mood with Merle Norman's Fall Moods Color Collection. Warm and cool romance eye and cheek palettes feature four velvety eyeshadows and two blushes for creating on-trend mauve and smoky wine looks. Plus, you'll receive a free travel-size mascara with your palette. Enhance lips with the new plush lip liners in Rosewood and Merlot. Both complement four plush lipstick limited editions exclusively covered in lip marks. Fall Moods Color Collection is available now while supplies last at Merle Norman, 706 West Market View Drive in Champaign.
Fighting Illini football is back in Champaign as they take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Memorial Stadium Friday night, October 6th at 7 p.m. It's our Celebrate Food and Ag game. Bring the family for a special petting zoo area inside Grange Grove with animals to interact with Illini fans and kids. See you at Memorial Stadium for Fighting Illini football's Big Ten matchup against Nebraska Friday night under the lights on October 6th. Get tickets at FightingIllini.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates. They have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Oh, football tonight. The Bears on Amazon Prime.
Yes.
If you get Amazon Prime. Otherwise, you can't see the Bears tonight.
I should have grabbed all my Pia stuff that they do. Because, you know, you can see the games with other fans. Yeah. And they have drinking and food specials.
Go to Pia's and watch it. But otherwise, there's a lot of people that don't have Amazon Prime.
Right.
You don't have Peacock. You don't have ESPN Plus. I think if you can kind of take the hint, this is kind of the direction a lot of this stuff's going. Pay extra $5.99 a month, you know, six times, and you can get all the channels you want.
You get the first one free for a week.
You try a week, right?
Something.
But then you forget to disconnect, and then that goes on for
Dang
a while.
Dang it.
Anyway, so, the Bears tonight, I don't know what to tell you. It's like, okay, gosh, I hope they play well, or gosh, let's get the first round in the draft.
Right.
Because you got
that is the chatter
and then if you say that, you're going, do you trust who they're going to pick? Because if you're not happy with the coach or the general manager,
right.
Do you clean house, get new people? And then who are you hiring? That's going to be amazing because everybody tries to hire amazing people. So the Bears are just and I don't think it's just football on the field. I think there's turmoil, which is really bad because then you got all kinds of conflict and things. When you're losing, it isn't any fun, as everybody knows. If you've been on any sports team that loses all your games, it's just zero fun. Got to win some. So anyway, Bears tonight, they're 6.5-point dogs to the Commanders in Washington, D.C. And we'll see. I think Justin Fields played pretty well, but it was a really bad loss to Denver when you're winning 28-7 in the fourth quarter. You're supposed to win that. 28-7 in the fourth quarter, and you lost 31-28.
So I just see the NFL, if it ended on week five, the Chicago Bears would have the top two picks in 2024 draft by its virtue of its own selection, the one belonging to the Carolina Panthers. That could give the franchise the long-struggled in the passing attack opportunity to rejuvenate the aerial game, bringing in USC quarterback Caleb Williams and Ohio State wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, that's the presumption that's the first two picks. But again, if you don't trust or like the Bears having lost 14 straight games, then you're not trusting anything. Oh, they won't pick the right guys, right? I mean,
And talks about the holes in the roster for the 0-4 Bears right now.
And who's Caleb Williams? He's supposed to be this amazing quarterback for USC. I've not seen the guy play. Future Big Ten guy, maybe, because they're coming next year. UCLA and USC and Washington, Oregon, they're all part of our Big Ten conference next year.
And it looks like North Carolina's Drake May is also on this list here.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Trubisky was from North Carolina.
You're right.
I don't know. I can't evaluate football players. I have no idea.
Right, and all of this stuff changes so much.
I would like to draft you after I see you play, so I'm picking Patrick Mahomes. He's coming to the Bears.
Good but, luck with that.
I mean, Tom Brady was in the sixth round. You know how many football teams passed on Tom Brady the sixth round? He only won seven Super Bowls. Bill Belichick, the genius coach, is two games under 500 since Tom left. Was it Tom or was it Bill or was it a combination? That's about an hour talk on ESPN.
Okay, I'm clicking on an article that says Chicago Bears screwed up beyond repair.
Well, what does that mean? Why don't you trade Justin Fields to somebody that has a chance to make the playoffs that doesn't have a quarterback, and he might fit in well with the team that can protect him, and then you get three first-round draft picks next year.
It says this organization from the top down has screwed up everything beyond belief over the last decade, if not more.
Even if
it's time to start over again.
If I want the whole staff. What's the Powerball? Has anybody win the Powerball?
That's right. Let's buy the Bears and redo everything.
I'm saying if you won the Powerball.
Exactly. That'd be fun.
You wouldn't buy the Bears. You'd get like 10% of the Bears. That's all.
For
you,
a billion something?
You get 500. If billion point 1.2 turns into 500 million, it's going to cost you $4.5 billion to buy the Bears. So that's whatever. You don't even have a controlling interest. You have to win five Powerballs. And even then, you could get 51%. Shot Khan bought the Jacksonville Jaguars for about $750 million. And he could probably get $3.5 billion right now.
Hmm.
That's called a very good investment, people.
Man.
It just, everything's going nuts because of the revenue and the money. And that's why these players are getting $55 million to play quarterback. Because if you're really good at quarterback, these guys are making so much money, it's not a problem. It just, at some point, when will you quit paying $18 beers? I mean, at some point, you're going, wait a minute, I can't spend $400 to go to a game for two of us. I can't do it.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And so at some point, it'll have to level off. People will go, but you can't keep paying that kind of money because we're not getting paid at the same rate. Our increases, we're not making 50% more on our salary every year.
I know.
So those guys have jumped because of television and the billion-dollar contracts they got with TV. It's just money.
Do you think that's why the betting has increased so much? That people just have this addiction to try to win and get a whole bunch of money through that?
Not getting a whole bunch of money. The people that are betting that kind of money are losing. You're doing it for entertainment. The guy's betting 10 bucks, 20 bucks. That's just pure entertainment. As long as you can control it, there's a few people out there that can't. And they got to keep doing it, and they got to keep playing the slots, and they got to do it. That's an addiction. But if you are paying $5, $3, you get parlay. I mean, that's entertainment to me. It's just when you lose control of it, that's when it's dangerous and really bad. And then if you start hiding it, you're in trouble. You got issues.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we'll see what the Bears do tonight. All right, 8:43.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you can save an average of $889. The Brian Hansen State Farm Agency is ready to help you combine home and auto and save in Champaign-Urbana. Call 217-344-1900 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Average annual household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported savings by switching to State Farm.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, 844 ESPN 93.5. Check of our morning sports with Diane Ducey.
Well, when it comes to the MLB action, Texas Rangers over Tampa Bay 7-1, so the Rangers are moving on. Philadelphia beat Miami 7-1, and they're moving on. Minnesota Twins, boy, did you see the celebration in their locker room champagne. With all the champagne. Yeah. Really, it goes back to, I think it said 2002 for them, and they were showing some of the highlights of, you know, playing back in the day. Man, that was a good team. They ended up sweeping Toronto, so the Twins are moving on, and so are the Arizona Diamondbacks, 5-2 winners over Milwaukee. So when it comes to local teams, really, we've got nothing. We had a few Brewers fans here and there, and I know with you and I having kids with a main residence in Milwaukee. Anyway, so we have the Bears and Commodores.
Yep, Commanders.
Commanders.
We've got Illinois football tomorrow night. It's going to be kind of cool, and it's going to be kind of windy. Ladies and gentlemen, the smoke show coming up.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
And now, a brand new show called Smoke, where we help you with your grill and making the best meat ever with award-winning competition pitmaster Tim Onstott. Smoke in Tim's grill. He's the best brisket maker ever. He's the man. His name is
in Tim's grill.
Tim Onstott. How are you today, my friend?
I'm great, Stevie. How are you?
Award winner. Truck Driver Appreciation Week? That's right.
Mm.
Man, you guys got some good ones at Gale Ferg Trucking, my friend.
We have an awesome crew. Hopefully we'll get them all down to feed them this weekend at the Fork of the Road Barbecue Bash.
That's Terre Haute, isn't it?
Yes. Yep.
What's,
big time.
What's our weather looking like? Is it going to be doable?
Sunny and high 50s, low 60s. Woo! Great barbecue weather.
You're always sweating a lot of those things, man. So maybe a little cooler for you, huh?
Well, the meat will cook fast, and less humid, cooler weather, that meat cooks fast.
So, okay. Tim, Mr. Pitmaster, extraordinary barbecue-ologist. That's what Greg Solier just called your barbecue-ologist after he had your food. So how can I... When I barbecue, how can I be more like you? How can I,
Well, you don't have to have the big fancy pits that we have. I mean, we've got our Johnson smoker is like a party bus. It's just huge and we can cook a lot of meat. And then we've got our smaller outlaw smokers that are more like race cars. They're the competition type of smokers. But you can do it with a Weber grill in the backyard as long as you're moving those coals over, doing indirect heat, not putting heat directly under the meat, and you're cooking it at a slower temperature, and it will turn out just fine.
So low and slow is a thing for sure, because I want to eat now, Tim. I want to eat now.
Well, you need a pellet grill then, Steve. you can set it and forget it. There is a caveat with that, though. I've seen guys at competitions do that. Mm. And they get the fire backed up into the reservoir box, and they've got a nasty fire on their hands.
I don't want to do that. Okay, so I got to go keep it low. So what is your if I'm doing a little barbecue in the backyard? I put the coals on, spread them out. Indirect heat is not right over the thing, so it temperature wise, what do you like the inside to be when you start that stuff?
You want to, if you're smoking, you want to be between 225 and 250. And you want to do that. That's going to take longer to cook that meat through.
But so, it'll be a little juicier and all that, right? Flavorful.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'll hold those juices in. And again, like we talked last week, once you get the meat to 150 degrees, you need to wrap it up or all you're doing is putting soot on top of it.
Yeah, I got you. Okay, again, if I want it medium rare, though, or something a little softer, it's 135, 140?
Well, that's if you're cooking a steak, yeah.
Okay, yep. All right. Which one?
I mean, you can cook in your backyard if you got a shovel. Dig a darn hole and throw some coals in there and put a grate over it.
I would like to see you do that. I bet you Tim Onstott would do this crazy stuff, digging a dang hole.
Right, like McGuire or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what you do. You just dug a stinking hole and made me the best ever.
Exactly.
I'd like to actually see. Got to get you a shovel. I want to see it, man. Of course, you might hurt your back leaning down that low. It'd be hard.
Well, we could do that. We could get it done.
All right. So yeah. What are you looking forward to in Terre Haute this weekend? And how could people drive to Terre Haute and be part of this?
Sure. It's at the Mill Concert Venue in Terre Haute, presented by WTHI-TV. There's 22 teams. $30 ticket gets you in the door. There's live music all afternoon. Doors open at 3 o'clock. You get to taste the food from 22 different teams.
Oof. So this
I think there's 18 of us that are cooking all four meats.
I mean, it used to be like a taste of champagne, but you had to buy tickets to do this. My $30 covers it all. Is that right?
Covers it all.
Oof!
Yeah.
What the heck? Couldn't you just like eat a lot at 22 different people?
Oh yeah, yeah.
And if I go to you and then come back with a fake nose and glasses, do I get another one? I just come back to your thing is where I want to hang out. I just want Tim and Dennis.
Yes, and the people are all voting for People's Choice. So their favorite barbecue, they get to vote. And that I think the People's Choice winner gets $500.
What the heck?
That sounds
There's
awesome.
Over $10,000 in prize money.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. So
that's awesome,
Tim. You're going to work, brother.
This is a great side hustle.
Let's go. And what are you doing? You're doing brisket? Are you doing all of it? What are you doing?
We're doing chicken, 25 pounds of chicken.
Okay.
So that's a lot.
That is
a lot. We're doing 4 pork butts, 10 racks of ribs. The rules say you have to cook 1 brisket, but that's my thing. I love brisket, so we're cooking 3 of them.
Nice.
So plenty at Tim's place on Terre Haute. What are the hours Saturday?
The gates open at 3 p.m. The turn-ins start at 4. Chicken at 4, ribs at 5, pork at 6, and brisket at 7, with the awards announced at 8. And as we're turning in those meats to the judges, we're setting the culls, what I call the culls, but we're cooking specially for the People's Choice some stuff too. So those will be put out on the table for people to start eating.
I'm telling you what, if you think about it, you go down, 2 of you at $60, you never go to a restaurant and eat what you're going to eat for $60.
Mm-hmm.
No, not what's going to be there. And no. And I know there are going to be some very, very good chefs there. There are several restaurants, I believe, that are doing it. So we're probably setting up to get our butts kicked, but it'll be fun. We'll get to cook a lot, get to talk a lot of barbecue.
I would like to be a judge. I would like to be the only judge. Thank you. And then I would say, Tim, you're amazing. Look at him. Why can't you all do it like Tim? Good job.
Yeah.
Is Donna doing coleslaw by chance?
Yes, she is doing coleslaw as one side.
How can the coleslaw be that
good?
And
if the meat, this is a little bit different. If the meat makes the finals, you have to send another sample with a side.
Ah.
So the coleslaw is going as our pork side, and we're doing the ranch beans with the brisket. We're doing a Mexican squash casserole to go with chicken, I believe. And I believe ribs will also be the coleslaw. It's that good that she can make it, and we'll use it for 2 different meat.
Unbelievable.
Categories. That's a good idea. Boy, it's great to have Donna on your side.
Are you kidding me?
Literally.
She emailed me once, said she carries you. So that's the way that goes.
She does.
That's it.
She keeps my timeline straight. Mm-hmm. So.
That's what a fun, cool thing you guys are doing. It's really neat. Well, I can't wait to hear how it goes. Over the weekend, my friend, Tim Onstott, it's dedicated. You still have any Dixie Choppers left?
Right, at the end of the season.
Yes, we do. Okay. Andy is selling them. We do have some left. We just put in the order form for 24s, so we're going to be stacking Dixie Choppers up. We'll also have some Dixie Chopper gear to give away at Terre Haute, too, so some koozies and stuff like that.
Listen, appreciate you being on, Mr. Smoke. You the man, Tim. Way to go. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Stevie. All right. Have a great weekend.
You too. That's Tim Onstott, pitmaster extraordinaire, competing in Terre Haute. It'd be kind of fun to go there and get in on $30 to eat all that with 22 different. No, you'd have a lot.
Absolutely.
It'd be so good. Okay, we are out of time, but we will be back tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Friday? Yeah. Don't know the day. Thursday. back tomorrow. Talk Illinois football for Friday night. Brother Johnny tomorrow. The boys this afternoon from 3 to 5 getting prepared for the big game.
Uh-huh.
Diane Ducey, we thank you.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Meet you tomorrow. Have a great Thursday.
Hi, this is Kirk Lehman with Aftershock Decals and Design. And right now we are looking for an honest, hardworking individual that wants a career with Aftershock Decals and Design. If you have any kind of experience wrapping vehicles, tinting windows, we want you.
You can't touch this.
No, not that kind of wrapper.
You can't touch this.
Please go to our website at AftershockDD.com, click on the Jobs tab, and send in your resume. We want you. AftershockDD.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Welcome to Sarah Champagne, where your dream car awaits. With an exquisite selection of top-tier vehicles, impeccable service, and unbeatable prices, they are your ultimate destination for automotive excellence. Experience luxury, performance, and style like never before. Visit today and drive home in the vehicle you've always desired. Sarah Champagne, Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. Your journey towards automotive perfection starts here. Visit them at Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Hey, where are you headed?
To Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola.
What do they have there?
What don't they have there? Living room furniture, benches, chests, love seats, sectionals, tables, bedroom sets, hutches, nightstands, end tables, cabinets, mirrors, stools, clocks, lamps, pillows, rugs, desks, media consoles, patio furniture, Tempur-Pedic mattresses, and more.
So, everything.
Yeah, probably could have just said that.
Kelsey Furniture, quality for less. By now, you've all heard the expression. When you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on your day planner. Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday, October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m., enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
So when was the last time you saw a best deal guarantee?
You mean a promise that actually held up?
Right.
That some unknown online entity didn't want you to log in and download a code and then re-verify as you join some club?
Drives you nuts, I know.
And then once you purchase that set of steak knives?
Well, Dick Van Dyke Appliance World is a lot simpler. You find a verified great deal and they beat it. Just show them the deal you saw. A newspaper clipping or the online cart price will do, and then you're good.
At Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, it's one of those instances where you see a best deal guarantee and
you get the best deal.
This is Dennis Reakin, chairman of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Our exclusive 10-year protection plan comes free with most appliance purchases. Whether it's a GE, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, Bosch, or any of our 30 brands, I guarantee we will beat any competitor's deal. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, when you buy from us, get the whole store.
In an ever-changing real estate market, it is so important to work with experienced agents like Russ and Nick Taylor. With the Taylor teams at Taylor Realty Associates, they have the knowledge and expertise to get your home sold for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. Trust the experience and success of Russ and Nick Taylor with the Taylor team at Taylor Realty Associates. Give them a call today at 217-355-0700 or visit them online at taylorboys.com. That's taylorboys.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.